Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports, is proud to present all the excitement of Section 5 high school hoops. Tip-off is just minutes away, and tonight's game is brought to you by
Genesee Community College. At GCC, your time is now. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com. You're going to love your new smile. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Perry, serving CJ Country for more than 40 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in downtown Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in agricultural and commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Salmon Orthodontics, on the web at braceyourselftoday.com. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Adelrock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Warsaw Sea Store, the Bergen Sea Store, and the Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw, they work with all insurance companies and even offer rental cars right at their location. By Champlain Valley Equipment in Batavia, formerly Empire Tractor, big enough to keep you running, but personal enough to know your name. And by Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, North Java, and Batavia, family-owned and operated since 1953.
Now, let's head courtside for pregame coverage with John Carlson.
And tonight from Warsaw Central School, it is the Warsaw Tigers playing host to the Mount Morris Blue Devils. Hello again, everybody. This is John Carlson. It's high school basketball on CJ Country. Livingston County action. The Blue Devils of Mount Morris under coach Brian Stout coming with a record of 7 wins, 7 losses. The Warsaw Tigers under coach Travis Fenstermaker coming with a record of 6 wins and 9 losses. Both teams battling for a sectional standings. You want to be in the top 8 in your division, so he can have at least one home playoff game. Right now, Warsaw is the number 7 seed in Class C1, and in Class C3, right now, Mount Morris is the number 9 seed, so they'd like to move up at least one to get a home sectional game in Round 1. This is a rematch. These two teams played about a month ago on January 10th, and that game was played in Mount Morris. Warsaw was victorious in that one, 60-52. And a couple of high scores in that game for Mount Morris. It was Anthony Hightower who had 27 points, 8 rebounds. And for Warsaw in that game, it was Jeremy Trzyski who had 24 points. Also, Braden Merritt, 18 points and 15 rebounds. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at the two team seasons. We'll be right back. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path, and embark on an exciting journey at GCC. Discover your passions with over 75 innovative career-focused programs, experienced faculty, and cutting-edge facilities. You can receive hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs, including the new Advanced Manufacturing and Skilled Trades Lab. On-campus housing is available, too. Spring semester starts January 21st, and registration is now open. Apply for free today at Genesee. genesee.edu/apply.
It's cold outside, and you want to ensure your family's comfort and safety. That's why you chose us. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane, serving Western New York since 1953. You ask why Reisdorf, why today? It is more important than ever to deal with a company that will treat you fairly and honestly. We are that company that supports local fire departments, schools, and charities. We live here, we shop here, and know the value of being a local American-owned company. Call us today at 343-4453 and find out what it takes to become a part of the Reisdorf family of customers.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
Back in Warsaw, just a couple minutes before they started the game, the Mount Morris Blue Devils, the Warsaw Tigers. Mount Morris record of 7-7. They've been right around 500 all year long. They come off, their last game was a Wednesday night, came on the short end against Geneseo, 79-58. Before that, they had won a couple in a row over Keshequa and also Hinsdale. So they are 7-7. They have been led in scoring mainly this year by Anthony Hightower and also Louis Crespo Toledo, both of them seniors. For Warsaw, they've been right around 500 as well, although they've dropped their last two. They lost to Pavilion on January 30th, a game we had here on CJ Country, 72-57. Followed that up with a 49-40 loss against Calmon to fall to 6-9. So the Tigers looking to turn it around and get back closer to 500 this evening, and Mount Morris looking to go over 500. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Looking to update your home? Family Furniture in Perry has great deals every day on furniture, mattresses, floor coverings, and home furnishings. Take a look at Family Furniture's newly renovated showroom. Shop three floors of high-quality merchandise. While you're there, stroll around the corner and shop 11 Covington hand-picked furniture and gifts. Check out Family Furniture's Facebook page, visit FamilyFurnituereperry.com, or stop in. Family Furniture, celebrating 75 years in Perry.
We're your one big happy family. Just for you.
Family Furniture, your one big happy family store on Main Street in downtown Perry.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Get ready to roll into another season and save big on reliable New Holland Workmaster compact and subcompact tractors from Empire Tractor in Batavia. You'll enjoy efficient power in an easy-to-operate package that lets you tame a weekend full of jobs. New Holland Workmaster compacts deliver outstanding value for their performance, too, offering versatility and functionality you won't find elsewhere, all without breaking the bank. So roll into Empire Tractor in Batavia now for all the New Holland Workmaster details.
Empire Tractor, we're here to help you grow.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
And we're back in Warsaw introducing the starting lineups. They're introducing the Tigers right now for Mount Morris. There will be starting senior Anthony Hightower, sophomore Shantez Brown, senior Matt Bacon, senior Louis Crespo Toledo, and sophomore Benjamin Carney. And for Warsaw, it'll be senior Carter Bukowski, senior David Schupt, sophomore Braden Merritt, senior Sherman Johnson Myers, and also senior Jeremy Trzyski. So that'll be your starting lineups. Tigers starting four seniors and a sophomore. And Mount Morris starting three seniors and two sophomores. Mount Morris doesn't have any juniors on their team, just seniors and sophomores. Tigers with one junior on their team. So interesting combination of youth and experience for both teams. And jumping center for Mount Morris, it will be Shantez Brown. And for Warsaw, it will be David Schutte. Warsaw in their home whites with the orange and black trim. Mount Morris in their away, I guess they call it dark blue with a lighter blue and white trim. Looks like we're all set to go. Referee moves into center court area. Toss and the Tigers will control. It'll be Johnson Myers with the ball. Looks like Mount Morris is playing a man-to-man defense. Johnson Myers on the left side, handed over to Merritt. A little miscommunication there, goes out of bounds. It'll be Mount Morris ball. Tigers will pick up with their 2-2-1 pressure. And the Blue Devils get the ball into the front court. It's Hightower with it. Get it up to Carney. And going the other way for Warsaw, it's Barkowski. Barkowski to Johnson Myers. Lost the handle underneath, goes out of bounds. And it will be Warsaw ball. Fresh 30 seconds on the shot clock. It'll be Trzyski to inbound for Warsaw. Looking and gets it underneath to Merritt. Double team to kick out to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers into the lane. Back out to Merritt for three. In and out. Trzyski with the offensive rebound. Ball on the floor. And Barkowski to shoot. Over to Trzyski. Baseline three-pointer off the mark. No good. Long rebound picked off by Brown for Mount Morris. Gives it to Hightower. Hightower pass up to Crespo Toledo. Shot is no good. Rebound grabbed by Schutte. Schutte will hand it to Bukowski. Carter Bukowski into the front court for Warsaw. Just underway, a minute into the first quarter. We are tied. We are scoreless. Warsaw and Mount Morris. Bukowski had the ball knocked away. Mount Morris comes up with it. Good defense there. And it's Brown into the front court. Finds Carney underneath. Ball is knocked away by David Schutte. So give Schutte the block shot on the attempt by Carney. And it's Warsaw ball into the front court. Merritt to Bukowski, long-range three-pointer is good. The three-pointer for Carter Bukowski. So first points of the game go to the Tigers. They will pick up with their pressure. And Mount Morris will get the ball into the front court. It's Crespo Toledo into the corner to Carney. Carney on the left side, kick it over to Hightower. Hightower into the lane. Try to get it underneath to Brown. Little miscommunication there. Goes out of bounds. Good defense by Warsaw. And it'll be Tigers ball in the backcourt. And it'll be Bukowski to inbound. Johnson Myers to double team him. See if Warsaw will bring another player into the backcourt. They do. It's Merritt. Takes the inbounds pass. Merritt into the front court. Hand it over to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers hit the ball, knocked away, but gets it back. Johnson Myers on the left side. Take it into the lane. The floater is off the rim. No good. Rebound is collected by Bukowski. He had the ball swiped away. Mount Morris, they would have had a fast break, but Johnson Myers did a nice job batting the ball out of bounds for Warsaw. So it'll be Mount Morris ball on the side. 2 minutes into the first quarter, Mount Morris scoreless. Warsaw a three-point field goal from Carter Bukowski. It's Blue Devils ball. They get it into the lane. Schutte with another block shot. This one off of the hands of Brown. Now it's Bacon with it. Bacon will give it to Crespo Toledo. His shot is on the way off the rim. No good. Long rebound. And it's ran down by Trzyski. He'll take it up himself into the front court on the left side. Still has the dribble. Bounce pass to Schutte. Schutte along the baseline. Gets it underneath. The shot is no good. And Schutte will get it back. Put back is good. David Schutte with his first points of the game. And the Tigers pitching a shutout, 5-0, 5:20 left, first quarter. And it's Bacon with the ball. Pulls it up to Hightower. Hightower will take it into the lane, pulls up for the jumper. It's good. Anthony Hightower, he's capable of filling it up for Mount Morris. He gets their first points. It's 5-2, Warsaw with a lead. 5 minutes left, first quarter. And it's Rzyski with the ball. Pass underneath to Butkowski. Just a little too long for Butkowski. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mount Morris ball underneath. Crespo Toledo, the inbounds pass to Bacon. Bacon double team, gives it back to Crespo Toledo. Into the front court to Carney. Carney to Hightower, off the glass, no good, but he will draw the foul. So it'll be Anthony Hightower go to the line for a couple of shots. First foul of the game is picked up by Braden Merritt. His first, the team's first. And at the line for Mount Morris, it is Anthony Hightower. Free throw on the way is good. Mentioned the first time these two teams played. Hightower with 27 points, 8 rebounds in that game. Second free throw, hits them both. So Hightower has all 4 of the Mount Morris points. Tigers leading 5-4. 4:45 left, first quarter. Bukowski with the ball for the Tigers. Has the ball top of the key. Now take it down into the lane. Over on the left side to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers will go baseline. Pull up for the floater. It's off the mark. No good. And rebound is grabbed by Brown. The outlet pass. And the ball knocked away. And they're going to say... Oh, I think the refs are going to talk it over here. It's going to be Mount Morris ball. Bacon had the ball knocked away. It'll be Blue Devils ball. And it's Crespo Toledo looking to inbound, and he'll try to get it in. It's going the other way. It is Barkowski going for the layup, and he will score. So Carter Barkowski with a couple baskets, 5 points total, 7-4. Tigers lead. Inbounds pass to Bacon. Bacon giving it to Carney. Carney into the front door to Crespo Toledo. Back to Carney. Carney into the lane, takes it all the way down the lane, and will score. Benjamin Carney right down the lane with a basket. And it's 7-6 Tigers. Inbounds pass to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers being watched by Bacon. Gets the ball into the front court. Still has a dribble on the left side. Give it up to Bukowski. Bukowski faked the pass and the ball knocked away. Going the other way, it is Hightower. Hightower going for the layup and he will score. Anthony Hightower with 6 points. Mount Morris has the lead for the first time. We're going to get a travel violation on Trzyski for the Tigers. So it'll be Mount Morris ball, and we got a Tiger player, Barkowski. He's going to get his basketball shoes all tied up. He's ready to go. Referee says, let's play. And it's inbound pass for Mount Morris. 3:45 left first quarter, and it's Mount Morris ball into the front court. It's Carney with the ball. Carney for three. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Barkowski. The outlet pass to Trzyski. Trzyski with the ball in the lane. Still has the dribble. Had the ball knocked away. Picked up by Crespo Toledo. Crespo Toledo into the front court. Bounce pass, and the shot is up by Bacon. No good. And the rebound to Johnson Myers. The outlet pass to Merritt. Merritt take it down underneath. Might have got away with steps. Picks up his dribble. Triple teamed and kicks it out to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers down the lane. Up and good. Score the basket and the foul. Sherman Johnson Myers with a floater makes his first points of the game. He'll go to the line, try to complete the three-point play. We'll get a substitution for Warsaw. As Sunt will check in, and Trzyski will have a rest. Foul call went on Crespo Toledo for Mount Morris, his first, the team's first. And it's Johnson Myers at the line. Free throw on the way, and it's off the rim. No good. Ball knocked around, and Mount Morris comes up with it. Hightower with the ball. Crespo Toledo on the right side. Kick it out to Bacon. Now it's Hightower. Picks up his dribble. Gets it underneath, and the layup is no good by Brown. And shoot with the rebound. Shoot double team, but he'll get the outlet pass to Merritt. Merritt had the ball stolen away by Carney to Hightower. He lost the handle back to Merritt. Merritt into the front court. 2.5 minutes left first quarter. Tigers leading 9-8. Pass out to Johnson Myers. Over to McIntyre on the right side. He finds Shute along the baseline. Baseline jumper from Shute is off the mark. No good. Tapped around. I think we're going to get over the back call on McIntyre. Excuse me, on Logan Sunt. Sunt with a foul. That's his first. And that's his second team foul. Inbounds fast for Mount Morris. Goes to Bacon. Bacon will give it to Crespo Toledo to get it to Hightower. Hightower foul line jumper. It is good. Anthony Hightower, 8 points here in the first quarter, and it's 10-9. Mount Morris with the lead. Just over 2 minutes left in the quarter. It's Johnson Myers with the ball. Being watched by Bacon, takes it up the left side, and Bacon comes up with a steal. And we're going to get a turnover. Now Trzyski back in. Shute will have a rest. So David Shute will have a rest. Trzyski back in. It'll be Tigers ball on the side. Coach Stout from Mount Morris looking for an explanation from the referee about the play that just transpired. And it's going to be Tigers. Well, now the referees, the officials are going to talk about it. Now Morris had the ball, and then they ended up going out of bounds. And now the officials are discussing it. Right now it's going to be Tigers ball on the side. 2 minutes, 5 seconds left in the first quarter. And it's Mount Morris leading 10-9. It will remain Tigers ball. It'll be Sunt to inbound. Sunt. It's the ball into the corner to Trzyski. Back to Sunt. Sunt top of the key. Will find Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers. Over on the right side to Merritt. Merritt on the wing. Bounce pass to the baseline to Sunt. Sunt double team. Finds Merritt. Merritt underneath. Short jumper is good. Braden Merritt with the basket. And I think we're going to get a foul call. I'm not really sure. It's going to be, the basket's good. It'll be Mount Morris ball. And it's an inbound pass comes to Bacon. Bacon quickly looking for some help. Now he'll give it to Hightower. Hightower on the right side, double team, take it down in the lane, off the glass, and good. Good movement. Anthony Hightower with 10 points here. It's 12-11. Mount Morris with the lead. 1:27 left, first quarter. And it's Bukowski with the ball for Warsaw. Bukowski into the front court. Still has his dribble. Now almost tied up. Give it over to the left side to Merritt. Merritt looked for Trzyski. They are on different wavelengths there. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Mount Morris ball on the side. Substitution for Mount Morris. As Bacon will check out, as will Brown. They bring in Braden Lewis has checked in, as has Edward Cologne. And it's Crespo Toledo with the ball. Lost the handle, goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball on the side. So 1 minute, 4 seconds left in the quarter. It's Mount Morris 12, Warsaw 11. It'll be Bukowski to inbound. Mikowski into Johnson Myers, had the ball taken away, and the layup is no good. Johnson Myers gets the ball back. Johnson Myers into the front court. Has a dribble, top of the key. Still has his dribble. Now we'll give it over on the left side to Trzyski. Trzyski finds Bukowski. Kick it out to Sunt. Sunt will give it to Bukowski. The floater, no good. And the rebound picked off by Hightower. Hightower brings it up himself. Had the ball knocked away. Picked up by Sunt. Sunt up to Bukowski. Bukowski to Johnson Myers. Pump fake. Off the glass. Good. Johnson Myers with his second basket of the game. And it's 13-12. Warsaw with the lead. Half minute left. First quarter. Mount Morris ball. They get it into the front court. Underneath. Carney will give it. And we'll get a travel call on Braden Lewis. Lewis was a double team. Unable to get his feet in order there. So a travel call on him. It's Tigers ball with 19 seconds left in the quarter. Johnson Myers will look to inbound. Does so to Bukowski. Back to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers into the front court. Now Morris playing man-to-man defense as they have throughout. Over on the left side to Trzyski. Trzyski into the lane. Finds Sunt. Three-pointer is off the rim. No good. Rebound picked off by Crespo Toledo. Crespo Toledo had the ball knocked away. Picks it up. And that will do it at the end of one. It is Warsaw 13, Mount Morris 12. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Warsaw 13 and Mount Morris 12 at the end of one. First quarter scoring from Mount Morris, it's pretty much Anthony Hightower. He had 10 of the 12 points. Benjamin Carney kicked in a couple points. For Warsaw, leading scorer in the first quarter, Carter Bukowski had 5. Shimon Johnson-Myers had 4. It'll be Mount Morris ball on the side. For Warsaw, starting the second quarter, it'll be Bukowski, along with Johnson-Myers, Trzyski, Sunt, and also Braden Merritt. So one substitute in for Warsaw. Three-pointer on the way is off the mark, no good. Rebound picked off by Merritt. Merritt splits a double team, get it into the front court, had the ball knocked away from behind. Mount Morris will go the other way with it. The bounce pass, the layup is no good, and the rebound to Merritt. Merritt will give it to Sunt, back over to Merritt into the front court. To Trzyski. Trzyski, the floater is no good. Going the other way for Mount Morris. It is Benjamin Carney. Carney into the front court. Still has a dribble. Take it right down into the lane. Short jumper off the rim. No good. Tapped around. And it's Bukowski. The outlet pass to Johnson-Myers. Going in for the layup. And it's no good. Going the other way. It is Hightower. Hightower into the front court. Has the ball top of the key. Now take it down into the lane. Still has a dribble. Short jumper off the mark. No good. Gets his own rebound. Hightower on the left side. Now double teamed. Skip pass over, and the shot is up. No good by Carney. Gets his own rebound, though. Carney will give it to Crespo Toledo. Crespo Toledo into the lane. No good. And Merritt, the outlet pass to Bukowski, goes in for layup and will score. Carter Bukowski with a layup off the assist by Braden Merritt. It's Tigers 15 and the Blue Devils 12. 6.5 minutes left, second quarter. Into the front court, it is Carney. Carney will take it down in off the glass, and good. Benjamin Carney with his second basket of the game. He has 4 points, and it's Tigers ball. Johnson-Myers with it. Johnson-Myers bringing it up the left side. We'll find Trzyski top of the key. Now Trzyski over in the left wing. He'll hand it back over to Bukowski for three. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Johnson-Myers underneath for the basket. Shimon Johnson-Myers with 6 points. The offensive putback there. Tigers in front, 17-14, and it's a steal. Sunt to Bukowski, and the ball knocked away. Good defense there from Mount Morris by Louis Crespo-Toledo. Ball goes out of bounds. Shoot will check back in for Warsaw, and Trzyski will have a rest. It will be Tigers ball, 33 on the shot clock, and 5:51 left here in the second quarter. Inbounds pass, and get it into Johnson-Myers. He'll find Merritt. Plenty of time on the shot clock for Warsaw. Give it over to Sunt. Sunt to Johnson-Myers. Johnson-Myers floats it into Shoot. Shoot in the lane, double team. Still has a dribble, takes it to the basket, and will score. David Shoot that time, showing some good toughness, taking it to the basket and scoring. It's a 5-point Warsaw lead, 19-14. Pass up, it's intercepted by Sunt. Sunt into the front court, will give it to Johnson-Myers. Johnson-Myers, top of the key, over on the left side to Bukowski. Trying to get the shoot, it's intercepted. Going the other way, it is Brown. Shalantez Brown into the front court for Mount Morris. Finds Crespo Toledo. Crespo Toledo in the lane, will kick it out over to Bacon. Three-pointer off the mark, no good, and we're going to get a foul call on Mount Morris. That'll be on Crespo Toledo. That'll be, I think, his second foul. So there's only two fouls called on Mount Morris. They've both been in on Crespo Toledo. Only two fouls on Warsaw as well. Very clean game so far. You're there, as you can see, the referees are letting him play. Either way, it's a five-point Tiger lead. 5 minutes left, second quarter. Bukowski pass up to Johnson Myers. And we'll get a travel call on Warsaw, so it'll be Mount Morris ball. Mount Morris just 2 points in the first three-plus minutes here in the second quarter. Tigers have scored six. And it's Bacon with it. Get it into the corner, Hightower. Hightower will take it into the lane. Double team there. Kick it out to Bacon. Bacon into the lane. Double team. And we're going to get a held ball. Bacon took it into the land of bigs, and they're able to tie him up. And possession arrow favoring the Tigers. It'll be Warsaw ball. Johnson Myers will look to get it in, and does so to Bukowski. Bukowski into the front court. Bukowski, double team, splits a double team, finds Shute. Shute will kick it back out to Sunt. Sunt, top of the key, handed to Johnson Myers. Over to left side, Merritt, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Long rebound picked up by Hightower. He'll bring it up himself. Hightower up the left side, still has the dribble. Take it down underneath, shot is up, caught. Oh, a circus shot there by Anthony Hightower. Able to get the shot off as he was falling to the floor. And it's a three-point Tiger lead. Merritt with the ball in the front court for Warsaw. Merritt all the way underneath. Gets his shot up. No good. Battled for. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Mount Morris ball. 19-16. Warsaw the lead. Just about halfway through the second quarter. Pretty fast. Quickly played first half. Not a lot of whistles. And no timeouts either. And into the front court is Hightower with it. Hightower has the ball on the right side. Pass over to Bacon. Bacon lines it up. Shot is no good. Long rebound picked off by Sun. He'll give it to Merritt. Merritt quickly into the front court to Bukowski. Bukowski on the right side. Tries to get it underneath. Good hands there by Crespo Toledo for the Blue Devils, knocking the ball out of bounds. And we'll get a substitution for Warsaw. Cooper Shute, who has been called up tonight, he will make his first game appearance. And Chamon Johnson Myers will have a rest. Johnson Myers leaves with 6 points. And Sunt will float it in to Merritt. Merritt into the lane, off the rim, and good. Braden Merritt with his second basket. And it's a 5-point Tiger lead. Now Morris ball in the backcourt. It is Hightower with it. Hightower will get it into the front court to Crespo Toledo, and I think we're going to get a reach in here on the Tigers. So it'll be Mount Morris ball on the side. Foul call on Shute. That's Cooper Shute with his first foul. Crespo Toledo with the ball on the left side. Give it to Bacon. Back to Crespo Toledo. Shot is off the mark. No good. Long rebound to Merritt. The outlet pass to Bukowski. Bukowski finds Shute. Over to Sunt. Sunt with the ball on the right side. We'll give it to Cooper Shute. On the left side, ball is off the mark. No good by Merritt. Going the other way for Mount Morris. It is Bacon with it. Bacon into the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound controlled by Merritt. Merritt, the outlet pass to Sunt. Sunt into the front court. Finds a Cooper Shute. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Picked up by Brown. Brown will give it to Hightower. Hightower with the ball on the right side. Facing the double team. Takes it into the lane. And no call. And Hightower on the floor right now. And it looks like he's taking his time. The referee's really just kind of letting him play tonight. Not overly physical game, but very few whistles. Has just a couple fouls on each team. Three on Warsaw, two on Mount Morris, and only 2.5 minutes left here in the first half. For Mount Morris, looks like Crespo Toledo will have a rest, and Ben Carney has checked back in. Now it's a Cooper Shute with the inbounds pass. Takes the return pass. Shute into the front court. Has the ball on the left side. He'll give it to Bukowski. Bukowski finds Merritt underneath. Merritt's short jumper is no good. Gets his own rebound. Put back, no good. Rebound to David Shute. His shot is up and good. David Shute with a basket. He has 6 points. Tigers have a 7-point lead. 2:20 left. First half. Pass up to Carney. Carney fakes it. And a block shot by David Shute. The outlet pass. And it's going the other way for... It's Bacon. Bacon to Brown. Brown looking for Hightower. He'll give it to him. Hightower with the ball on the right side. Gets a screen. Three-pointer is no good. Long rebound, and it's almost saved, but instead goes out of bounds. Lewis for Mount Morris. I'm going to say he had his foot on the line when he touched the ball, so it'll be a Tigers ball. And it will be Cooper shoot to inbound. And Cooper shoot. Inbound pass nearly stolen away by Hightower. And it'll be Tigers ball again. So it's still 34 on the shot clock. And 1:55 left here in the first half. Tigers with a 7-point lead, 23-16. Inbound pass from Shoup to Bukowski. Back over to Shoup. Shoot into the front court, picks up his dribble. He'll find Bukowski. Bukowski will give it to Sunt. Sunt with the ball on the left side. Now it's Cooper Shoup, top of the key. Shoup will send it over to Bukowski. Float it in underneath, and a layup for Carter Bukowski. He has 9 points, and it's a 9-point Warsaw lead. Tigers threatening to blow it open as we close business here in the first half. Mount Morris into the front court. It is Hightower with it. Hightower will give it to Carney. Carney with the ball, top of the key. Over on the left side to Bacon. Now into the corner to Crespo Toledo. Work the ball around the perimeter. And the shot is up. No good. Rebound putback. The block shot by Shoup. And the follow-up is good. The basket, that was Shantez Brown with his first points of the game. So it's a 7-point Tiger lead. 1 minute left, first half. And it's Shoup giving the ball to Bukowski. Bukowski into the front court, and Hightower has that one lined up. Steals the ball, take it into the front court. Foul, score the basket and the foul. As it was Anthony Hightower drawing the foul, making the basket off the glass. And the foul call went on Bukowski. That'll be his first. So Anthony Hightower trying his best to keep Mount Morris into this game. He has 14 of their 20 points. And they trail by just 5. And make that 4 as he hits the 3-point play with a free throw. And it's 25-21. 45 seconds left in the first half. It is Cooper shoot with the ball. And nearly stole. And it was stolen by Hightower. Hightower goes in for the layup. Draws a foul again and makes the basket again. So back-to-back plays where Anthony Hightower waited for the contact from Carter Bukowski. Drew the foul, makes the basket, and will go to the line. And the foul on Bukowski will be his second. So Carter Bukowski, the first Tiger with 2 fouls so far. And at the line for Mount Morris, it'll be Anthony Hightower. Free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Tapped out. Picked up by Hightower. Hightower jumper off the rim. No good. And the Tigers finally come up with a ball. That is Sunt with it. Sunt. We'll give it back to Merritt. 27 seconds left in the half. Cooper shoot for 3. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed by Hightower. Hightower will bring it into the front court. Now bounce pass over to Carney. Carney into the front court. Coach Stout calling out the offensive set. Looking for one shot here. 10 seconds left in the half. And it is Carney with it. Give it to Bacon. Bacon over to Hightower. Hightower long baseline, double team. Shot is up, no good. Looking for a foul, no call. And at the half, it is Warsaw 25, Mount Morris 23. We'll be back with halftime stats. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
If you talk and they will hear you. Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. They also offer detailing service to bring back that new car look. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
John Carlson with you at the half. It is Warsaw 25 and Mount Morris 23. We'll run down the scoring for Mount Morris. This will be quick. It was Anthony Hightower with 17 points and Benjamin Carney with 4 points and Sean Tez Brown with 2 points. The Devils, Blue Devils scoring 12 in the first, 11 in the second for a total of 23. Only foul trouble. Louis Crespo Toledo has 2 fouls for Mount Morris. He's actually the only Blue Devil with fouls called on him. Very clean game, at least by the official standards, just very few fouls called. And the Mount Morris Blue Devils, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, those all from Anthony Hightower. For Warsaw, more balanced scoring. Carter Brakowski with 9 points on 3 2-point field goals and also a 3-point field goal. David Shute with 3 2-point field goals for 6. Sherman Johnson Myers with 3 2-point field goals for 6. And Braden Merritt, a couple 2-point field goals for 4 points. Tigers scoring 13 in the first quarter, 12 in the second quarter for a total of 25. They have attempted just one free throw and they missed that. And as far as foul trouble goes, Bukowski with 2 for Warsaw. So very little foul trouble in this game. Tigers led at 1 point, 25-16. Mount Morris scores the final 7 points of the half to pull within 2. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other action underway as well as upcoming games here on CJ Country. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having 32 years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984. Genesee, your path, and embark on an exciting journey at GCC. Discover your passions with over 75 innovative career-focused programs, experienced faculty, and cutting-edge facilities. You can receive hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs, including the new Advanced Manufacturing and Skill Traits Lab. On-campus housing is available, too. Spring semester starts January 21st, and registration is now open. Apply for free today at Genesee.
You can't fake longevity. Reisdorf Oil and Propane has been locally owned and operated by the Reisdorf family since 1953. As large corporations purchase other fuel companies, we remain steadfast and continue to grow at a rate greater than ever before. Hi, Tony Pekka here again for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. We continue to grow the old-fashioned way, by word of mouth. Customer word of mouth, and of course, my word of mouth. I am proud to be a part of a company that treats its customers fairly and respectfully. Call 343-4453 today and tell them Tony sent you.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
Few minutes left before the start of the second half. Warsaw leading Mount Morris 25-23. We'll take a look at some of the other action underway tonight. Livingston County action. Geneseo, big game is at Avon. Dansville is at Hornell. Leroy is at Letchworth. York is at Keshequa. Up in the Genesee region, it is Holly at Alexander. Pembroke is at Kendall. Elba is at Oakfield, Alabama. Attica is at Byron Bergen, and down Allegheny County, it is Bolivar Richburg traveling to Fillmore. Two more regular season games here on CJ Country. First game coming up Monday night. It'll be Holly at Perry. That's a makeup game from a game that was postponed a couple weeks ago. So it'll be Monday night, Holly at Perry. And then Tuesday night, we're right back at Perry. It'll be Wayland Cole-Hockton at Perry. Both games Monday and Tuesday. Tip time should be about 7 o'clock. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have third quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Looking to update your home? Family Furniture in Perry has great deals every day on furniture, mattresses, floor coverings, and home furnishings. Take a look at Family Furniture's newly renovated showroom. Shop three floors of high-quality merchandise. While you're there, stroll around the corner and shop 11 Covington hand-picked furniture and gifts. Check out Family Furniture's Facebook page, visit familyfurnitureperry.com, or stop in. Family Furniture, celebrating 75 years in Perry.
We're your one big happy family. Just for you.
Family Furniture, your one big happy family store on Main Street in downtown Perry.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
And we're back in Warsaw, where Benjamin Carney has come out and hit a three-pointer to give Mount Morris a lead. They're on a 10-0 run. Then they come up with a steal. It is Bacon going in for layup, and he will score. So a quick 5 points from Mount Morris in the first half minute here in the third quarter. Now they have a three-point lead after trailing by as much as nine. Trzyski with the ball for the Tigers. Lost the handle, picked up by Merritt. Goes out of bounds. And it is going to be Mount Morris ball. Merritt thought he had threw the ball off the hands of Brown, but Merritt was standing out of bounds when the ball hit him. So Mount Morris quickly into the front court, and a quick basket by Sean Tez Brown, and Coach Fenstermaker doesn't like what he sees as Mount Morris has scored the first 7 points in the first 44 seconds, and he will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Get ready to roll into another season and save big on reliable New Holland Workmaster compact and subcompact tractors from Empire Tractor in Batavia. You'll enjoy efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that lets you tame a weekend full of jobs. New Holland Workmaster compacts deliver outstanding value for their performance, too, offering versatility and functionality you won't find elsewhere, all without breaking the bank. So roll into Empire Tractor in Batavia now for all the New Holland Workmaster details.
Empire Tractor, we're here to help you grow.
And we have a steal off the Warsaw inbounds pass. And what goes out of bounds. Now Johnson Myers will have a rest. Sunt will check back in for the Tigers, and it will be Mount Morris ball. So 14 points in a row for Mount Morris at the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third quarter, and the shot is no good. Brown missed the layup, and it's Tigers ball into the front court. It is Merritt. Merritt to Sunt, off the glass, good. Logan Sunt checks in and immediately scores his first points of the game. So we'll see if the Tigers can get things going back on defense. It's Bacon with the ball into the front court. Bacon all the way underneath. Shot is up. No good. We'll get a foul call on Warsaw as it was Ben Carney taking the ball to the basket. I think it might be on, it's going to be on Carter Bukowski. We've mentioned how we've had very few fouls called. Only 6 fouls called on Warsaw as a team, but Bukowski has 3 of them. Free throw is good for Carney. That's his first free throw attempt and make of the evening. Second free throw is in and out. Good. So Carney hits them both. It's a 5-point Mount Morris lead. 6:40 left in the third quarter. Bukowski into the front court to Trzyski. Trzyski driving baseline. Reverse layup. Knocked away. Good block there by Brown. Is it to Hightower? Hightower into the front court. Hightower all the way down the lane. Off the glass. No good. Rebound picked off by Brown. Brown. They worked the ball around the perimeter. Crespo Toledo. 3-pointer is good. Louis Crespo Toledo with his first points of the evening. And now it's an 8-point Mount Morris lead. And it's Tigers ball in the front court. Merritt right down the lane to Shute off the glass and good. David Shute with a basket off the assist by Merritt. And inbounds pass to Bacon into the front court. Bacon all the way down the lane. Shot is blocked by Shute. Comes up with a ball. Bacon on the floor in pain. No whistle yet. Trzyski the other way. He hits the floor. As does Crespo Toledo. And Bukowski comes up with a ball. Double team. Three-pointer on the way and good. The basket by Merritt. And Bacon was down for a long time for Mount Morris. Finally gets back into the action. And he passes it to Carney. His shot is up and good. Benjamin Carney off the glass. Makes the basket. And Bacon for Mount Morris still in some discomfort near midcourt. He's trying to work out a cramp or something, but he hit the floor hard and still doing some stretching. Second, the free throw is good for Carney. So Benjamin Carney with 8 points here in the third quarter. Mount Morris has a lead, 38-32, 5:20 left. And it's a steal. Hightower will pick it up. Will try to pick it up. Does pick it up finally. And the shot is knocked away off the hands of Crespo Toledo. And it is Merritt with the ball for Warsaw. Merritt has the ball hit the floor. And we're going to get a foul call on Mount Morris. That will go on Crespo Toledo. So just as Bukowski has 3 for Warsaw, Crespo Toledo has 3 for Mount Morris. And it's going to be Tigers ball on the side. Fresh 35 in the shot clock. 5:05 left, third quarter. Mount Morris leading 38-32. Bukowski inbounds pass to Merritt. Merritt will send it back to Bukowski. Bukowski to Merritt in the corner. Merritt now at the foul line. And we'll get a travel call on Braden Merritt. So the traveling called on Tigers. And it'll be Mount Morris ball on the side. 4:58 left third quarter. Mount Morris by 6. Crespo Toledo, the inbounds pass to Bacon. Back to Crespo Toledo. Hit it to Hightower. Hightower right down the lane. Scoop shot is up and good. Anthony Hightower now with 19 points in the game. And it's an 8-point Mount Morris lead. Murkowski with the inbounds pass to a Merritt. Merritt will get the ball into the front court, has the ball on the left side, picks up his dribble, give it to Trzyski. Trzyski, top of the key, looking for a screen, still has the ball, now take it down the right side, and double team, gives it to Shute. Shute, kick it out to Merritt, and Sunt, under to Trzyski, shot is up, no good, but he will draw the foul. So good patience there by the Tigers. And it'll be Jeremy Trzyski to head to the line for Warsaw. Trzyski yet to score here this evening. First time around, he scored 24 points when Warsaw was defeating Mount Morris 60-52 back on January 10th. Looking to get into the books tonight. Foul on Kearney is his first, and that is the team second. Trzyski first free throw off the rim and good. And he'll have one more. Tigers now only one of two from the line. Mentioned how few fouls have been called so far. Trzyski's second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound to Hightower. Hightower quickly up to Bacon. Bacon underneath. Kick it to Crespo Toledo to Hightower. Hightower into the lane. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to shoot. Now we're going to get a foul call. I think it's going to go on. I think it's going to be on Hightower. Hightower shot was defended by shoot. Hightower tried to get the ball back. Steady picks up the foul. That's just his first. And it's Tigers ball. Merritt to inbound. Does so to Bukowski. Bukowski stepped on the end line after receiving the pass. So it'll be Blue Devils ball and a 7-point lead. Just under 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. It'll be Crespo Toledo to inbound for Mount Morris. And looking, and he'll get it into Hightower. No, knocked away out of bounds. Good defense there by Trzyski. Now the Mount Morris ball on the side. Still with 3:59 and 35 on the shot clock. Crespo Toledo looking. Inbounds pass comes to Kearney. Kearney had the ball knocked away, and it's picked up by Sun. He'll give it to Merritt. Merritt into the front court for Warsaw. Has the ball top of the key. Over on the left side, Bukowski for three. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Kearney. Kearney into the front court. Kearney right down the lane. Shot is no good, but he will draw the foul. As Benjamin Kearney having a nice quarter. He's got 8 points in the quarter, 12 points in the game. As he draws the foul, and that'll be on Trzyski. That'll be his first. And at the line for Mount Morris, it'll be the sophomore, Benjamin Kearney. Free throw is off the back of the rim. He had made three in a row. Missed that one. Johnson Myers back in. Trzyski will have a rest. With 3:40 left, third quarter, it's a 7-point Mount Morris lead. And the second free throw is good. So Kearney, one of two. And the inbounds pass to Merritt. Merritt into the front court. Has a dribble on the left side. Now he'll float it out to Bukowski. Good to Johnson Myers. Over on the left side to Merritt. Merritt into the lane. Gets through and scores the basket. Braden Merritt that time. Good determination. Able to get to the glass and make the basket. So it's a 6-point Mount Morris lead. 3:20 left, third quarter. And Crespo Toledo hits the floor. No foul call. And his shot is up and good. The basket for Sean Tez Brown. So worked out for Mount Morris. Kind of a play-on situation. And it's an 8-point Mount Morris lead. Long pass up to Sunt. Give it underneath to shoot. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Tigers ball. 26 on the shot clock. 2:59 left here in the third quarter. Sunt will inbound, does so to shoot. Shoot in the lane, backing down. Shot is up and no good. Rebound tapped up. Shoot gets it back and will make it. David Shoot with the putback. He has 10 points in the game. Inbounds pass to Kearney. Kearney up the left side to Brown. Brown double team will kick it back over to Kearney. Kearney back out to Brown, left side. Picks up his dribble. Now he'll give it to Hightower. 23 on the shot clock. 2:33 left here in the third quarter. Hightower over on the left side. Now back out to Hightower, top of the key. Takes it down into the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound grabbed by Shute. The outlet pass, it's intercepted. Crespo Toledo right down the lane. Lost the handle himself. Gets it back. Finds Hightower. Hightower underneath. And I think we're going to get a timeout from Coach Brian Stout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Get ready to roll into another season and save big on reliable New Holland Workmaster compact and subcompact tractors from Empire Tractor in Batavia. You'll enjoy efficient power in an easy-to-operate package that lets you tame a weekend full of jobs. New Holland Workmaster compacts deliver outstanding value for their performance, too, offering versatility and functionality you won't find elsewhere, all without breaking the bank. So roll into Empire Tractor in Batavia now for all the New Holland Workmaster details.
Empire Tractor, we're here to help you grow.
2:14 left third quarter. It is Mount Morris 43 and Warsaw 37. It'll be Blue Devils ball. Crespo Toledo to look to inbound and looking, gets it into the quarter to Bacon. Into the lane to Brown. Brown will kick it over to Crespo Toledo. Shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Merritt. Gives it to Bukowski. Ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. And this will still be Tigers ball. With 2 minutes, 1 second left in the third quarter. Mount Morris outscoring Warsaw 20-12 here in the third quarter to take a six-point lead. And Bukowski will look to inbound. Does so to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers into the front court. Double teamed. Kick it over to Bukowski. Bukowski right down the lane. Gives it to David Shute. Shute out and intercepted. Good anticipation by Hightower. He'll give it up to Kearney. Kearney into the front court for the Blue Devils. Pass it over to Brown. Brown double teamed. And he'll kick it out. And it's Crespo Toledo with it. Into the corner to Brown. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Skip pass over to Brown underneath to Hightower, and he will score. Anthony Hightower with a basket. Now 21 points in the game. It's an 8-point Mount Morris lead, and it's Johnson Myers with it. And we're going to get a foul call in the backcourt. That'll go on number two. That'll be Matt Bacon for Mount Morris. That'll be just his first foul. That's the team's fourth here in the third quarter. And it's Johnson Myers looking to inbound. And he floats it into Bukowski. Bukowski in the lane, off the glass, and good. Carter Bukowski in double digits. He has 11 points. And just over a minute left, third quarter. Mount Morris quickly into the front court. Get it into the left side. Crespo Toledo called for the travel for Mount Morris. So it'll be Tigers ball. They trail by 6, 45-39. 1 minute, 6 seconds left, third quarter. Substitution for Mount Morris as Brown and Bacon will have a rest. And Lewis and Cologne checking in for the Blue Devils. And miscommunication in the backcourt for the Tigers. They turned the ball over. So it'll be Mount Morris ball with 1 minute, 3 seconds left here in the third quarter. Crespo Toledo looking to inbound. Does so to Kearney. Swing the ball around the perimeter. Crespo Toledo shot is off the mark. No good. Long rebound in the lane. And I think we're going to get a foul. No, we're going to get a... They're going to call a held ball. Well, we might get a foul, but a held ball instead. So possession arrow favoring Warsaw. And Spakowski with the inbounds pass to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers up the left side. Has the ball knocked away and finds Merritt. Merritt pulls up for the short jumper. In and out. Rebound. Collected by Lewis. The outlet pass to Kearney. Kearney into the front court for Mount Morris. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Kearney. Give it to Hightower along the baseline. Hightower keeps going. Pass underneath. Shot is no good. Rebound collected by Merritt. The outlet pass to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers into the lane. And we're going to get an offensive foul call on Johnson Myers. It was Crespo Toledo who drew the charge. So Johnson Myers with the foul is his first. And we get a substitution for Mount Morris as Brown will check in. Kearney will check out. Mount Morris can play for one if they want. 21.9 seconds left here, third quarter. 6-point Blue Devils lead. Crespo Toledo inbounds pass to Hightower. Hightower being watched by Bukowski, facing a double team, picks up his dribble. We'll get it into the front court to Lewis. Back to Hightower. 11 seconds left in the quarter. Hightower along the baseline gets a shot up and in. Anthony Hightower with a basket. 23 points in the game. Inbounds pass to Bukowski. 2 seconds left. Bukowski from long range. No good. And that will do it. At the end of three, it is Mount Morris 47, Warsaw 39. We'll be back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York CJ Country.
Morris 47, Warsaw 39 as we get set to start the fourth quarter. Check the starters for Warsaw, the regular starters of Bukowski, Shoot, Merritt, Johnson Myers, and Trzyski. And Mount Morris will give you their players in a second. Right now it is Kearney over to Cologne in the lane. His shot is no good. Rebound grabbed by Trzyski. Outlet pass to Bukowski. Bukowski going for the layups. No good, but a foul call will go on Mount Morris. I think the foul call is going to go on Hightower. That'll be his second foul. And going to the line for Warsaw, it'll be Carter Bukowski. Bukowski, couple dribbles. He's a lefty. Free throw is good. Tigers have attempted 4 free throws, and they've made 2. As I said, just very few fouls called. Especially shooting fouls. Second free throw is off the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. Shot is up. No good. Rebound grabbed by Hightower. Hightower bring it up himself. Now floats it into the corner to Kearney underneath. Ball knocked away. And the Tigers get it back. Bukowski finds Merritt. Merritt up the right side of the ball. Knocked away. Picked up by Trzyski. Pass underneath to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers pump fake. Double team. Gets a shot up. No good. No foul. Going the other way for Mount Morris. It is Kearney taking it underneath. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound putback is no good. And we'll get a foul call. I think it's going to go on Shoot. And it'll be Edward Cologne going to the line for Mount Morris. 7:14 left. Mount Morris leading 47-40. And it looks like they're going to get Trzyski with that foul. That'll be his second foul. Free throw on the way. It is good. Edward Cologne with his first point of the evening. Second free throw is around the rim and out. And the rebound picked off by Merritt. Merritt into the front court for the Tigers. Bounce pass over to Johnson Myers. 7 minutes left. 8-point Mount Morris lead. Trzyski will give it in to Shoot. Shoot into the lane. Double team. Kick it to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers' floater is good. Sherman Johnson Myers now with 8 points. And it's Crespo Toledo into the front court. Now double teamed. Finds Hightower. Hightower underneath. He's double teamed. Kick it out. And a 3-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Merritt. Merritt will bring it up himself. Over on the left side, intercepted. Going the other way, it is Kearney. Kearney off the glass, no good, but he draws the foul. So Ben Carney, the sophomore from Mount Morris, outstanding third quarter with 9 points in that quarter, 13 total. And he goes to the line, a chance to extend the Mount Morris lead as the foul call went on Braden Merritt. That is his second. So Merritt and Trzyski, two fouls apiece, Bukowski three. First free throw is good for Carney. Brown checking back in. Bacon will have a rest, although it looks like he's going to check in for Carney. If Carney can make the second free throw here. And he does. So that'll bring Bacon in. So Carney will temporarily exit with 15 points. He's the second high scorer for Mount Morris behind Anthony Hightower's 23. 8-point Mount Morris lead. Inbounds pass to Bukowski. Gets it into the front court to Trzyski. Trzyski floater is good. So a quick offense there for the Tigers. They trail by six. 6:15 left in the fourth quarter. Hightower almost took steps, but he gets rid of the ball, and they still had the ball. It is Brown with it. Brown for three off the mark. No good. Rebound, and the ball is picked up by Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers into the front court. Throws it to Bukowski. Reverse layup. No good. Johnson Myers with rebound. Put back. Good. Siobhan Johnson Myers in double digits with 10 points. Warsaw trailing now by just four, 50-46. And the inbounds pass comes to Hightower. Hightower being watched by Bukowski, double team. Then Johnson Myers comes up with a steal. Finds Trzyski, ball on the floor, and Mount Morris comes up with it. It is Bacon going the other way. Bacon bounced past the Hightower, draws a foul, makes the basket, and a 3-point possibility for Mount Morris. That's, I think, at least the third time Anthony Hightower is kind of suspended in the air, drew the foul, makes the basket, and a chance for the 3-point play. Foul call went on Merritt. That is his third, and Hightower's free throw is good. So 26 points for Anthony Hightower. And Mount Morris in front now, 53-46. Tigers had it down to four. And Johnson Myers with the ball. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left. Johnson Myers being pestered will give it over to Bukowski. He finds Trzyski on the right side. Trzyski along the baseline, double team there. And will kick it out. It went off a Mount Morris player, then Johnson Myers, then the official. Johnson Myers picks it up, finds Trzyski, 15 on the shot clock, underneath, intercepted by Hightower. Hightower into the front court for Mount Morris, take it right down the lane, pass, and the shot is no good. Rebound to Merritt. Merritt is being double-teamed himself. Hightower comes up with a steal underneath, and Coach Stout able to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Mount Morris 53 and Warsaw 46, 4 minutes 50 seconds left. Tigers led by 9 points, 25-16 midway through the second quarter. And then since then, it's been all Mount Morris. And they had the 7-point lead. A reminder, a couple regular season games coming up your way on CJ Country. Coming up Monday night, it will be Holly at Perry. And then on Tuesday night, it will be Wayland-Cohocton at Perry. So back-to-back games at Perry, Monday and Tuesday. And we'll have a couple weeks break before sectionals. And just stay tuned. We'll let you know who we're going to follow there. And we'll see what the Tigers can do here. The Tigers right now are the number 7 seed in class C1, so I'd like to hold on to that or maybe move up a little, at least give themselves one home sectional game. It'll be Mount Morris ball, two inbound. And looking, inbounds pass to Hightower. Hightower double team. Kick it out to Bacon. Bacon will give it over to Brown. Into the lane, kick it out. Now Hightower driving baseline, shot is up, no good. Tries to get his own rebound, ball on the floor, and had about four bodies on the floor, two for each team. Players helping each other up, good sportsmanship there, and it's going to be, I think, a possession arrow favoring Warsaw. So Tigers trailing by 7, 4:39 left. And it'll be Bukowski to inbound. Bukowski to Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers will give it back over to Bukowski. And ball kicked, and almost they almost let it go, but kick called on Matt Bacon for Mount Moore, so it'll be Tigers ball on the side. 30 seconds still on the shot clock, and 4:33 on the game clock. Johnson Myers up the left side, ball knocked away by Bacon, goes out of bounds. And let's see, it looks like it's going to be Trzyski to inbound for Warsaw. Trzyski out near midcourt. Looking and inbounds pass to Merritt. Merritt floats it into shoot. Shoot shot is up, no good. Rebound collected by Carney. Carney into the front court, picked up by Bacon. Bacon along the left baseline, and he'll give it out over to a Hightower, top of the key. Tigers playing looks like basically a 2-3 zone defense, and Hightower at the foul line. Pass underneath, and we'll get a travel call on Hightower as Crespo Toledo will check back in for Mount Moore. So they have the original starters back on the floor. That'll be Hightower, Brown, Bacon, Crespo Toledo, and Carney. Inbounds pass to Bukowski. Bukowski up the right side, gives it to Shute. Shute will hand it to Trzyski. Trzyski along the baseline. The little floater is off the rim. No good. Johnson Myers will put back. No good. Braden Merritt's shot is no good. Shute gets it back. His shot is good. David Shute with a basket. He has 12 points. It's a 5-point Mount Morris lead. And Carney will get the ball into the front court. Pass to Brown. Back over to Carney. Carney into the lane. Kick it out to Bacon. Bacon underneath the Hightower. Back out to Bacon. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 3:20 left on the game clock. Crespo Toledo, no hurry for Mount Morris. Give it back over to Bacon. And he and Crespo Toledo playing catch. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now Bacon, Crespo Toledo. Over on the right side, Carney to Hightower. Hightower into the lane. Gets it to Brown. And no shot. Good defense there by Warsaw. I mean, good patience by Mount Morris, but give the Tigers defense for causing the turnover. And it's a 5-point Mount Morris lead, 3 minutes, 6 seconds left. Inbounds pass to Bukowski. Bukowski floats it up. It's intercepted by Brown. Brown will give it to Bacon. And the shot is on the way, off the mark, no good, long rebound. Hightower able to retrieve it from Mount Morris. Kick it out, Johnson Myers with the steal, gives it to Bukowski. Bukowski into the front lane to Johnson Myers, lost the handle, out of bounds. So a good effort there by the Tigers, but unable to cash it in. So it's a Mount Morris ball in their backcourt with 2:42 left. 48 for Warsaw, 53 for Mount Morris. A 5-point Blue Devil lead. And Crespo Toledo looking to inbound. Does so to Carney. Carney splits a double team, gets it into the front court. Carney all the way down the lane, and a shot blocked away by Trzyski. Out of bounds, and it'll be Mount Morris ball. Still 29 on the shot clock, 2:36 left game clock. Blue Devils by 5, and Crespo Toledo looking to inbound, and does so to Brown. Brown to Carney underneath, double team, gets a shot up, and good! Benjamin Carney showing good strength there, good patience, makes the basket. He's up to 17 points. It's a 7-point Mount Morris lead. Warsaw quickly. Trzyski for 3. Off the rim. No good. Long rebound tapped around. Picked up by Hightower. Hightower into the front court for Mount Morris. 2:10 left in the game. Hightower still has a dribble. Now he'll give it up to Crespo Toledo. He'll take it back out toward midcourt. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Exactly 2 minutes in the game clock. Mount Morris leading by 7. Crespo Toledo takes it in. Shot is off the glass. That's no good. Rebound grabbed by Merritt. The outlet to Bukowski finds Johnson Myers. Johnson Myers into the lane, and we're going to get a blocking foul there. Call on Matt Bacon. Bacon trying to draw the charge. Referee has it as a blocking foul instead. So it'll be Sherman Johnson Myers to the line for 2 for the Tigers. They trail by 7, 55-48, 1:46 left. Johnson Myers has attempted one free throw, missed that one. This one is good. He has 11 points in the game. 5 points here in the fourth quarter. Can't do pull Warsaw within five if he can make this one, and he does. So he hits two in a row. Timeout from Coach Fenstermaker. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Adel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Adel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Adel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Mount Morris 55, Warsaw 50. 1:46 left here in the fourth quarter. It will be Mount Morris ball in the backcourt. And it'll be Crespo Toledo to inbound. Crespo Toledo inbounds pass to Carney. Carney get the ball into the front court to Hightower. Almost lost the handle. They get it underneath. The layup is good. Good ball moving by Mount Morris. It was Shantez Brown with a basket. And it's a 7-point lead. Now Crespo Toledo comes up with a steal. Takes it underneath. Now he'll back it out. And be patient on offense. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 1:24 on the game clock. 7-point Mount Morris lead. So they can be patient here. And it's Bacon with it. Bacon will take it into the lane. Dribble it over to Carney, back out to Hightower. Now it's Crespo Toledo to Hightower. Hightower with the ball, 13 on the shot clock. Underneath Crespo Toledo, up and in. Crespo Toledo gets a friendly roll there. He has 5 points. It's a 9-point Mount Morris lead. Inbounds pass to Bukowski. Bukowski has the ball knocked away, but picks it back up. Gives it to Merritt. Merritt. Now the ball on the left side, now picks up his dribble, and looking, finally finds Bukowski for three, it's off the rim, no good, rebound, shoot, lost the handle, ball goes, Mount Morris comes up with it, just 30 seconds left, Crespo Toledo with it, 9-point Mount Morris leads, Crespo Toledo right down the middle, he'll kick it out, and doesn't look like the Tigers are, if they're going to foul, they really took their time there. And just 20 seconds left, 9-point lead. Johnson Myers will pick up the foul. And just the fourth team foul. So Warsaw would have to foul again. And the inbounds pass to Crespo Toledo. He draws the foul from Merritt. Excuse me, from Bukowski. So the foul on Bukowski is his fourth. And we will go to the line. For Mount Morris, it will be Louis Crespo Toledo. He has yet to shoot a free throw. 9-point Mount Morris lead, just 19 seconds left. So Tigers up against it here. And Crespo Toledo at the line. Free throw on the way. Good. Louis Crespo Toledo with 6 points. Second free throw on the way is off the rim. No good. Rebound to grab the shoot. The outlet pass to Bukowski. Bukowski to Truszewski. Pulls up. Off the glass. No good. Rebound by Hightower. And they're going to just dribble this one out. It is Mount Morris 60 and Warsaw 50. And that will do it. The final score, Mount Moore 60, Warsaw 50. We'll be back with final scoring. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Are you hosting a post-game party this season? Remember, parents who host lose the most. Some parents think it's okay to serve teens alcohol, but in reality, it's unhealthy, unsafe, and illegal. If you make alcohol available or even allow it to be available to teenagers, you can be prosecuted and face fines or jail time. So parents, don't be a party to underage drinking. This message was brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention. Report underage drinking. Call the anonymous tip line, 1-800-851-1932. Or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, 786-2255.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. They also offer detailing service to bring back that new car look. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having 32 years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111. For your next project, Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
John Carlson with you back at Warsaw Central School, where Mount Morris has defeated Warsaw 60-50. We'll run on the scoring first for Mount Morris under Coach Brian Stout. They improved to a record of 8 wins, 7 losses. Led in scoring tonight by Anthony Hightower, outstanding game with 26 points. Benjamin Carney with 17. 8 for Sean Tez Brown, 6 for Louis Crespo Toledo, 2 for Matt Bacon, and 1 for Edward Colon, a total of 60 points. For the Tigers, under Coach Travis Fenstermaker, they fall to a record of 6 wins, 10 losses. Good balanced scoring, just not quite enough. It was Carter Bukowski, David Shute, and Sherman Johnson Myers, all 12 points apiece. Braden Merritt with 9, 3 for Jeremy Trzyski, and 2 points for Logan Sunt. Reminder, next broadcast coming your way Monday night. It will be Holly at Perry. I'd like to thank Pete Beardsley back at the studio for his usual outstanding work. This has been John Carlson. You've been listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Section 5 High School Basketball on CJ Country has been brought to you by
Genesee Community College. At GCC, your time is now. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com. You're going to love your new smile. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Perry, serving CJ Country for more than 40 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in downtown Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in agricultural and commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Salmon Orthodontics, on the web at Brace Yourself.
HealthToday.com by Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Adelrock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Warsaw Sea Store, the Burton Sea Store, and the Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw, they work with all insurance companies and even offer rental cars right at their location. By Champlain Valley Equipment in Batavia, formerly Empire Tractor, big enough to keep you running, but personal enough to know your name. And by Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, North Java, and Batavia, family-owned and operated since 1953.
Catch sports podcasts of all this season's games online at WCJW.com. And join us weekdays for the latest news and scores, mornings and afternoons, on the CJ Section 5 Update with Jimmy Jam. Section 5 Basketball is a presentation of Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports.